Ladies and gentlemen, give him a warm welcome. Charlie Kindle about the new Windows Phone.
There we go.
Well, that's pretty spectacular, all the effects. I expected smoke and fireworks as well. I don't know what happened to those. I'm Charlie Kindle. I'm the group program manager for the Windows Phone 7 series developer experience. So I'm on the product team that's been building Windows Phone 7 series. Before I get started, I'd just like a quick show of hands so I can gauge the audience a little bit. How many of you came here today specifically just to see a demo of Windows Phone 7 series? Okay. How many of you are software developers interested in building apps and games for Windows Phone 7 series? Good, you came to the right place. I will give you somewhat of a demo of the phone just to give you some background information, and then we'll spend the rest of our time going over an overview of the application platform and developer experience with the idea that you'll be able to go off and find the other resources you need to go deep and learn about all the deep technical details. So with that, I'll dive in. So we started with Windows Phone 7 series with the intent of making a significant change from the past. And we really stepped back from what we had done prior at Microsoft in the phone space, focusing on who our customers are, what our philosophy is, what the design of the phone should be, how we should think how that design relates to our customers, how we enable end-user experiences on the phone, and then how that leads to the enablement of a application and game platform for third parties. And I'm going to kind of step through each of these five areas. I'll spend just a couple minutes kind of getting everybody up to speed on the background of what we've done. So the first thing that you'll see when you see Windows Phone 7 series, you'll see that it's very different than other smartphones. It's different from Windows Mobile in the past, and it's different from the iPhone and the BlackBerry and so forth. Really what we're trying to do is enable an experience that enables consumers who have busy personal and business lives, who have a life in motion, to have information at their fingertips and a great user experience no matter what they're doing when they're using a phone. And those differences that we've implemented are really based on two primary driving forces. The first is the idea of smart design. And I'll spend some time talking about the design that we've implemented for the phone. And the second thing is the idea of integrated experiences, where we've taken the types of things that consumers want to do on their phones and delivered broad consumer experiences that integrate the best of Microsoft for consumers. And I'll spend a little time talking about that too before we get into the application platform. So we have this design system that we've codenamed Metro. And you've probably seen pictures of it. I'll show you a demo here in a couple minutes of the phone in action. But Metro is a code name for this design system. And it represents the look and feel, the way the phone looks, the way the user experience looks, as well as how it integrates with hardware and services. Metro gets its name and its inspiration in many ways from signage that you find in transportation hubs. And that's where the term Metro came from, is if you go to airports or train stations, you look around, you see that the signs are really good at providing you with glanceable information. You can, in an instant, look and see exactly where you need to go, what you need to do. And it turns out that in a lot of phone scenarios, you pull the phone out of your pocket, you look at it, you get some glanceable information, and you move on. Or you take an additional step based on that glanceable information. And so we use the fact that humanity has really innovated in this type of signage over the last century or so as a real inspiration for the look and feel for Windows Phone 7 series. And this look and feel there's other inspirations for it, not only what you see in signage in transportation hubs, but also other Microsoft products. It really derives from the Windows Media Center experience, as well as the Zune software experience and the Zune itself. And so if you've ever used a Zune HD, you'll have a pretty good idea of what the Windows Phone 7 series user experience feels like. Although the way to think about it is this is an inspiration for what we've done on Windows Phone 7 series. I mentioned integrated experiences, and probably the best way to describe integrated experiences is to do a quick demo. And so I'm going to switch to the projector now, and I'm going to show you a Windows Phone 7 series phone in action. This particular phone is a prototype hardware. We worked with a device manufacturer, and we use it for engineering purposes inside of the company. I'll show you in a little bit another device I have up here, which is more representative of actual devices that will be shipping later this year when the phone is released. So I hit the start menu. You can't really see it on the screen, but there's a button in the middle here that's a little Windows flag, and all the phones will have that, and that's the activates the start screen. And the start screen is made up of these things that we call live tiles. And the idea behind live tiles is they represent people, applications, saved searches, games, whatever you want. They represent those in a live state. They're always active, showing up-to-date information, so when you pull the phone out of your pocket and you look at them, they're giving you glanceable information. So, for example, the people live tile here is cycling through pictures of all the people that are in my contacts. This phone is actually the phone that I use, and so it's got all my data on it. So that's like a picture of my wife there, the one next to it is my daughter's tile. So I'm going to illustrate the idea of these integrated experiences. I'll start off with the one based on Zune, which is the photos or the music and video experience on the phone. And as you can see, within this experience, I have a very fluid user experience for pick music, play music. If we had audio, this Guns N' Roses song would be playing right now. I can hear it. I'll bring it up and maybe you can hear it. It actually is playing. So I'm going to go in and I'll hit back. And let's make sure I get this centered. Go back to the start menu. That song continues to play in the background. I can now go into another integrated experience, which is the pictures experience. And here within pictures, I have my albums, the photos that I've taken on my phone or I've downloaded my phone. But I also have access to all the albums that are part of my Facebook collection. So if I go into albums here, I have all these albums, and these are all downloaded directly on my phone automatically from my Facebook account. So I can go into here and see pictures of my daughter's dog, and I can do a Facebook comment directly on that picture of Benny. Say, Benny. And then save that comment. Now that's just pushed that comment up to Facebook for me. So now that if you were to go to my Facebook page and look at those photos, you'd see that comment. This is what we mean by integrated experiences. This music's starting to annoy me. I'm not really a Guns N' Roses fan. So I'm going to hit the volume control, which will pop down a little control panel, and I can pause that music. I could also turn the ringer on and off and so forth. And so that's an example of how the phone user experience is pervasive and available to you. Another example of an integrated experience we provide in Windows Phone 7 series is the Office Hub. And so here's where you'd have access to your all of your Office documents as well as access to SharePoint. Okay, let's switch back. Within the integrated experiences that we provide, we have one for people, one for Office, one for pictures, one for music and videos, one for the marketplace, and I'll spend some time at the end of the presentation double-clicking on that a little bit. And then we have the Games Hub as well. And just a quick note on that, what we provide with Windows Phone 7 series in terms of gaming is not only the ability to build really interactive, three-dimensional, powerful games, but they can be hooked up with the Xbox Live service, and Xbox Live is part of the phone experience. So now we'll shift gears and actually talk about the application platform and give you an overview of it now that you've seen at least a glimpse of the user experience on the phone. When we identified the target market we wanted to build this phone for, we identified that as being primarily consumers who have both busy personal lives and business lives. That is, they use their phone or they want to use their phone both in their personal lives and as they're dealing with their stuff at work. And so, for example, just to highlight that, the email experience on the phone supports both Exchange and Gmail, calendars and email simultaneously, side by side. Same with Yahoo and Windows Live Mail, Hotmail, and so forth, all integrated into the phone. Because we know that our customers use both, and they use them simultaneously, and they're balancing that. But one of the things that we've also identified about this target market is that the users really want to be able to personalize their phone experience. They not only do they want to have a variety of hardware. Some users, I'll switch back here real quickly to the screen. Some users like the slab-style device like this that doesn't have a keyboard. Other users like devices that have sliding keyboards, like this LG device. So the idea that you can have that type of flexibility and personalization in the hardware is core to what we're doing with Windows Phone 7 series. And when we think about the application platform, it turns out that our number one goal and our reason for being primarily for developing the application platform is to make it so that those end users, those customers, can personalize their phone experience through engaging, interesting applications and games. So that's why we have an app platform. Secondarily, we have a goal in the app platform is to make the developers that build those games successful and profitable. So we invest a lot of time and energy in ensuring that something we deliver on. And then the third goal, and I'll talk a little bit about this, I won't go into a lot of depth, is how the phone and the application platform furthers Microsoft's vision of three screens plus a cloud computing, software plus service. When you think about the application platform and you go and you dig in more to learn more about it, I'll encourage you to use this taxonomy to break the problem down into smaller chunks. The first part of the app platform and the part that people typically think about most is actually the runtime that runs on the device. So that's what's in the top left corner. This is where you're thinking about the code you write that runs on the device. Below that is the code that you write that runs on the server, that runs in the cloud. That's part of the application platform. In the top right are the tools you use to build that code that runs either on the client or on the server. And in the bottom right is the developer portal services, which we provide for you. The way you should think about that is that's how you ship and monetize your software. I'll drill into each of these areas in a little bit more detail. This slide is just intended to show you there's depth in each of these areas, and we break it into smaller components. In this quick overview session, I don't have the time to go into great depth into all of these, so I'm just going to kind of blow through them, again with the idea of giving you an overview. Starting with cloud services, this is really about the code that you write in the server or services that you consume within your applications. And the way that I like to think about cloud services and what we hear from developers consistently is the way developers think about cloud services is in three buckets. First, there's the cloud services that you build. They're your cloud services. You're building an application, and you want to expose a piece of that application from a web server or sitting under your desk, an Azure service, or something running on Amazon S3 or whatever. And so those are the services you build that compose a piece of your application. The other way we think about cloud services are the services that other people build that you consume. So, for example, if you're building an application that uses Twitter feeds, you're using the Twitter cloud service as part of your application. And as part of the application platform for Windows Phone 7 series, we provide services and APIs and tools that make it easy for you to consume those web services. Just as with Windows Azure, for example, we make it easy for you to build your own web services. And then the last type of cloud service is the type that we would say they're ours. They're the services that we provide as an intrinsic part of the application platform. And in the first release of Windows Phone 7 series, we have four examples of services that we provide that are just an intrinsic part of the platform. As a developer, whether you're writing server-side code or client-side code, the value of these accrue directly into your applications. The first is the concept of notifications. Which is really a mechanism that allows phones and user experiences on the phones to be alive even when they're in users' pockets or the user isn't using your particular application. Notifications allow, for example, those live tiles I showed you to be updated without you having to have any of your code running on the device. Location, we provide a location service as part of the platform that does assisted GPS, Wi-Fi triangulation, and cell tower triangulation, all through a simple-to-use API that aggregates all of that, and it's driven by a web service that's plumbed up onto the phone via an API you can use. The third service we provide as part of the platform is the Xbox Live Gamer Services, which allow you to integrate your games into the Xbox Live service, so you can have avatars, gamer tags, leaderboards, and so forth. And then the fourth service that we provide as part of the platform is the application deployment service. And this is how your applications get deployed to the phone, get updated and serviced over the life cycle of the application. So now we'll switch to the part which is what most people first think about, which is the code you write that runs on the device, the client runtime. There's two flavors of applications that you write on the device. The first is Silverlight. First, I'll just note that the application model we provide is an entirely managed code application model. If you're a C-sharp developer, a Silverlight developer, or an X80 developer today, overnight you've become a Windows Phone developer. And so the first flavor is Silverlight-flavored applications. How many of you have done Silverlight development? About half, 60, 70% maybe. So Silverlight is a very powerful set of frameworks and tools that make it very easy to build beautiful applications. And we've taken that and implemented it in a first-class way on the phone. The other form of application that you can build is using the XNA technologies. XNA is really suited for building games, and particularly games that are highly interactive and use 3D. For example, we've shown demos now of the game that you see in the bottom right corner here called Harvest, which is a very powerful 3D game, core gamer style game that can be built using XNA technologies on the phone. So the tools. Let's talk quickly about the tools that you use to build your games or applications. There are really four major parts to the tools. The first is a special version of Visual Studio 2010 that's optimized for building phone applications. The second is a version of Expression Blend that is optimized for building phone applications. And the third is XNA Game Studio 4.0. And then the last piece is the Windows Phone Emulator, which allows you to build applications and test them without having to have a real phone, plus documentation and samples and so forth. All of that is packaged up into a single download that is free, will continue to be free, and is available in CTP form now at developer.windowsphone.com. If you already have Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate or Professional installed, when you install this installer, it actually takes all of those tools and puts them and adds them in as an add-in. And so you can continue to use the professional versions of the tools if you want to do additional things beyond just phone development. The beauty of this tool set is it's designed to be everything you need to build a phone application. Real quick demo of that. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go into Visual Studio 2010, and I'll hit cancel here because I got it started early. And I'm going to do a new project, and I'm actually running Visual 2010 Ultimate here, and so I'm using it in the add-in mode. I've installed that package in addition to my Visual Studio 2010. So I'll go to New Project, and I have a choice of all the typical projects, but I have Silverlight for Windows Phone as one of the new projects. And I'm going to choose a Windows Phone list application as my example, and we'll just call it Antwerp, because that's where we are. In the CTP, we provide just a couple of these application templates. Over time, we'll be adding more and more of them. So this application comes up, and it's a Silverlight style application. And right in Visual Studio, I have the full design surface, and I can zoom it out so that we can see the whole thing. It's set up to be a list style application, and I'm not going to modify anything here. I'm just literally going to start this in the Windows Phone 7 series emulator, which that's what it says right here next to this go button. So I'm going to start debugging, and I'm going to switch over to the emulator. The emulator that we provide is an x86 implementation of the operating system running within a virtualized environment on your workstation. So it gets full performance of your local PC. It provides GPU emulation as well as multi-touch support for Windows 7 PCs that have multi-touch on them. But here we have that application we just wrote running on the phone, and I can use the mouse to scroll around and click around in it. And you can see that it's got all the transitions and so forth are built in. This gives you an idea how easy it is to get started building Windows Phone 7 series applications. So I'm going to go back and into the development environment and then switch back to PowerPoint. I mentioned that as you're building your applications, you can use the emulator for your testing. You can also use real devices. Windows Phone applications are packaged up in ZAP files. ZAP is the format used by Silverlight. It's kind of the executable format for Silverlight applications. And that's what we've used in Windows Phone 7 series as our core executable file format. A ZAP file is just a zip file. Renamed, so all of your DLLs and content are directly within that file with some additional metadata that helps the operating system understand how to execute it. And so you build your applications, they get produced as ZAP files. You can run them either on the emulator or on a device. And then you would submit them after you got done testing them and so forth, submit them into the application deployment system. I'm going to do another quick demo here just to show another app and to demonstrate how it looks sending a project to the phone using a real device. This is a kind of a dorky little application that I wrote called a flashlight. It's the type of app you just hold up in the dark room and it would light up the room because it turns the screen on, and you tap on it to make it dark. And I'm going to change my setting here from, instead of going to the emulator, I'm going to say go to the device. And I'm going to cross my fingers. Hopefully the demo works. Switch the screen. And if this works, this will deploy to my real device. And in a second here, that app will start running on the device. And there we go. And so the flashlight app was now pushed over the USB cable to my phone. I can interact with the app, and as you see, it's a very simple application that you just tap to turn on and off. I'm going to go back into Visual Studio real quickly, and all of the things you'd expect to work, like breakpoints and be able to step through your code, work. So I'll set a breakpoint here, tap the light, breakpoint gets hit, and I'm able to debug that as I see fit. Okay, I'm going to stop debugging here and go back to slides. All right. Next major area of the application platform are the developer portal services. And I mentioned earlier that these portal services are your means for shipping your software and monetizing your software. The portal services provide the ability for you to sign up as part of the developer program to access all the documentation, access all the resources about building applications. And then as you ship your software, you're able to get paid as your apps are sold and get other business analytics about your applications. It's also how you would submit updates to your applications over time. The basic process looks like this. You build your application or game. You're able to test that. We have the ability for you to have unlocked phones so that your developer phone can run your application without it having to be submitted to the deployment process. And you also can set up beta testers. So we have ability for you to submit your application into a lightweight process that will go to, say, 100 of your closest friends so they can test your app for you before you actually submit it for real. The submission process validates your application to ensure that it stays within the sandbox that we run the apps on the phone. So we actually crack the Zap file open as part of the service, and we inspect it. We do IL verification. If you've declared your application does not use location information, but it turns out you do, that'll be flagged. Things like that. Those are examples of the things that verification do. Then the application goes through certification, and certification includes policies for content, for technical policies, as well as some business policies. We have full sessions that describe all of this that were done at MIX, and I encourage you to watch that session to get more details on that. And then once the application is in the marketplace, offers are made to the phone, and the user can obviously purchase and download those applications. The application marketplace that's available on the phone is a highly interactive experience that covers the entire phone. So, for example, if I'm in the gaming hub and a friend has indicated they invited me to play a game, I can. That's part of the marketplace experience. We don't think about the marketplace experience for Windows Phone as just being another app you run. It's actually one of the integrated experiences that exists across the phone. And we've really tried to make it so that it's easy and fun for end users, and that they have very low friction for trying and buying your applications. Platform supports try before you buy. It's a really simple system. Based on what we've heard from developers, they wanted us to provide something that provided developers with the broadest flexibility. So it works like this. You're given an API called isTrial. And isTrial returns a Boolean, true or false. So within your application, you call isTrial. If it returns false, then you're in full application mode. And you should just do whatever you need to do to be a full version of your application. If it returns true, then within your application logic, you're going to decide how you're going to limit the application for trial mode. And the choices are infinite and completely up to you what you want to do there. You can make it so that your applications only support running for a certain amount of time. Or if it's a game, you can make it so the user can only play the first three levels and so forth. And then we also provide an API so that you can take the user into the marketplace to buy the full version of your app or game. And so that really is the sum of how we've done try versus buy on the platform. And we're pretty excited about the ability of developers to make use of that. The marketplace supports both mobile operator and credit card billing. So customers will have the choice of either using a credit card, they enter it once and it's applied for all their purchases, or having those purchases go directly to the mobile operator bill, which we've found in our experience has a much higher rate of success for customers buying apps. Four or five times more applications are purchased via mobile operator billing than other means. And then all applications are also updated via the marketplace. And so Windows Phone 7 series, when there's a new version of your application available, the user discovers that through the marketplace experience. I cannot believe I got through that in half an hour. So it's a different kind of phone, designed for life in motion. We've optimized the application platform to make sure that you as developers can build really great, interesting applications and games that end users will be able to use to personalize their phone experience, and that you'll be able to monetize and profit from that. A couple calls to action, things that you should follow up on. First, go download the tools. They're available at developer.windowsphone.com. It's a very quick download and installation designed to be as friction-free as possible. It is a CTP. It's a pre-beta. So there are things that aren't fully baked yet, fully implemented. But we've seen already, since we released these a couple weeks ago at MIX, we've seen hundreds and hundreds of really interesting applications being developed for Windows Phone 7 series using these tools. We've provided a set of design guidelines for understanding the Metro design system. I encourage you to download this guide and read through it and get your head around the design system. We take this very seriously. We think it's important that applications and games on the platform feel natural in terms of the rest of the user experience of the phone. And we've tried to make that as easy for developers. We've also tried to make it so that you have enough flexibility so that you can innovate in your own area. For example, if your company has a brand that you think is very important, you can make sure that your brand shows through, but it still, for an end user, fits into the experience they expect. We recorded all of the presentations we did at the Mix conference in high definition. They're available online for you to watch via Silverlight streaming. Encourage you, and you can also download them for offline use. I encourage you to grab all of those. There's a blog post on our team blog that describes each of those sessions in a little bit more detail so you know which ones may be of interest to you. So I encourage you to go to the blog for that. We've recently also released a developer training kit. So you can go directly to the Windows team, Windows Phone team blog, and download the training kit that will, you know, step you through a bunch of hands-on labs and interactive activities to train you up on developing Windows Phone applications and games. And I encourage you to follow the team and myself on Twitter. I'm at C. Kindle. The team is WP7Dev. And if you're on Twitter and active and you're posting things, use those hashtags you see there for annotating and indicating that those are relative to that topic. Oops, and I put the wrong PowerPoint template in. This is tech days, not dev days. So with that, it's the end of the presentation. Do you have any questions from the audience? Right up here. The question is, will the Zune service be available in Europe as part of the Windows Phone 7 series? All of the integrated experiences that I showed you that we're shipping in Windows Phone 7 series will have the service backends behind them in all of the areas where we support them. And so, yes, it will be available in Europe for Windows Phone 7 series. Yeah. So I encourage you to get even more details by looking at the videos from Mix and reading the developer documentation. But for all the services we provide as part of the platform, they're provided intrinsically for free to you developers as part of the platform. So there's no charge for using notifications or the location service within your applications. So it's a value we provide as part of the platform. Any more? All right. Thank you very much for your time.